multiple vendors to find what you're looking for. One and done, and with excellent.
Scott, can I help you?
Hey, Scott, this is Linnell at Lindbergh Jewelers, and I was calling for Emily.
Miss Linnell, let me see if I can grab her. Hold on 1 second.
All right, thanks. I'm going to change my shoes so they can.
That allows you to make a profit.
Very important to us. Please continue to hold.
Hey, Linnell. How you doing?
Hey, I'm finally getting back with you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, thank you.
Good. Okay, I want to check back with you. We had talked about an oval and, you know, the quality that I like, and the 1.5 could maybe go a little bigger, but I wanted to see what was available because this guy is calling, getting ready to come.
Okay, yeah, let's take a look. Remind me, are we doing GHSI, kind of like where we normally land, maybe?
Yeah, we'll start with that,
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see. Okay, I really like this one. I have a carat 50. H-color SI1 GIA. It is excellent, very good, no fluorescence, and your cost is $67.88. Really solid stone, perfect make. Let me see.
Do you have anything that, let's just say, I don't know if they want to go smaller, though. Maybe SI2. I mean, this price range might be good, but I'm thinking about some options.
Can you go strong blue as long as it's not affecting the stone?
Nah. I don't think so. Wouldn't tell blue and alcohol on my day.
Okay.
Hey, Ben. I hung up.
No. If we can go, I'm going to give you a couple different ones. Because I like this eye color. Just comparing them real quick. So I have this 150 that's an SI2 GIA. 1:4:3 ratio with excellent. It has faint, but in this situation, obviously, the faint is not going to do anything. It does have a tiny little pinpoint in the table, but it's so small. It's very minute. You're not going to notice it. It's $49.13.
Okay.
And then
what do you think about that one? I mean,
I like it. I think the make and everything really does push it and help gives it fire and brilliance. I do have one that's a little more spreadier. It's a 1:5 ratio. That's a 150.
Is this one GIA, the one you just told me?
Yep.
Is it? Okay, got it. All right. Okay, I'm ready for the next.
I have a 150H SI2 GIA. It's a 1:5 ratio with excellent. I like the eye a tad bit more, but the SI2 is a tad bit cleaner. So the, like, you know what I mean, the back and forth. It is GIA, and it's
$56.63. Okay. Why did you like the other one better, the eye?
I like the make a little bit better because I think the faceting and the way the bow tie kind of just lands just hits much better on the eye. Despite the little tiny pinpoint in the table, I think that one overall is just a tad bit better.
Okay. Of course, that's a good price range. Very good.
Yeah, for sure. We're doing free shipping for tomorrow. Do you want me to grab it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Now, let's just say for pricing, if we went up to, say, a carat 60, 65-ish, anything there?
Let's see.
That you...
I have a carat 50. 55, and then I jump up.
Mm-hmm.
Although the Carrot 55 does spread well. It's a Carrot 55 IVF one GIA, but it brings you up to 77.89.
No.
Actually, I have a 153, same spread, ISA2
mm-hmm.
as well, GIA.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad SI2, and it's 52.79. So it spreads the same as that 155, but, I mean, millimeters, these
all
are
right,
the
between those
same.
Two,
mm-hmm.
between the one we just talked about, the ISI2, what would be your pick on those two?
Because
it's the same grade, same color.
Actually, they're about the same millimeter now that I'm looking. I would still go with the first one.
Okay.
The 150
okay.
even.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So nothing that would go up bigger that's going to be in the 68-ish price range. I'm just thinking to get
Let me open this up here because I'm missing.
Okay.
I don't have everything exactly pulled up. I just had certain color and clarity. So let
okay.
me open this up with the budget
okay.
in so we can see. In terms of carat weight, no, but I have a 150 that's here that's a GSI 2 GIA. It spreads like a carat 60, carat 70 because it's got a bigger depth. Still with excellent, excellent. It's a GSI 2 GIA for 6150. And then it's a really good SI2.
I mean, that's not a terrible price range. They
no.
offer.
I think these two would be two great
color.
Ones to play off of each other.
Okay, the ISI2, the 4100,
mm-hmm.
and then this one.
Yeah.
And was this one, did you say a carat 50 also?
Yeah, but it spreads, it's got a 9.4 millimeter, so it spreads like a carat and three-quarter.
Uh-huh. Okay, but not too thin, is it?
No, it's got a, it's 59.7
okay.
depth, so you're still right on the money
okay.
for where you need to be.
Okay.
It's excellent, excellent.
Okay. All right, well, that would give me two different, you know,
mm-hmm.
he's already picked out the setting style. I'm going to have it made, but he's got the style picked out. And he is from out of town, but Memphis, that will be.
Okay.
By Monday, he's telling me.
Oh,
so,
yeah, no problem. Yeah, so let's get
yeah.
it in your hands for tomorrow, then, so that way you have it in time, because the way
yeah,
the shipping is done.
Yeah, in case he decides.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me. It's I have to have one diamond wedding band custom made that got
yeah.
here today, and the wedding's tomorrow, and they're from out of town.
Oh, my God,
and
talk about timing.
Last night.
Oh, my
well,
gosh.
No, and it was in the Ohio area, and it just all...
Yep.
And a good company, but they did place an order a little late. But you know when they tell you it's going, and I was, and my husband's like, "There's nothing you can do." I'm like,
I know. Trust me, I
had young people.
I know. I had one where it was a marquee call, of course, which are hard as heck
uh-huh.
right now in uh-huh. the carat uh-huh. 3/4 range, which are hard to find right now. And
yeah.
They needed it for a showing for yesterday. I sent it
uh-huh.
Tuesday. And they just
uh-huh.
got it this morning, but luckily it came when the customer was sitting in the store. So it was
all
like,
right. yeah.
it was perfect timing.
I know.
So I know, it's like timing has got you on your toes
yeah,
over here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, this weather this week, it was tricky. UPS would
yeah.
come in and they'd say, well, we didn't get but a handful overnight today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because
yeah.
that's what we live by right now. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh
well, it's the
God.
Beginning of winter, and it's hitting
hear?
Hard already. So it's like they're all, everyone's just still just trying to get back on the track of being the winner again. So.
Well, now, y'all had real bad snow one day, didn't you? Right
yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We're a little over a foot right now in total of snow for the season already, and it's only been like 2 weeks.
crazy.
And it was 13
Lord.
Degrees when I left this morning, so it was. It's definitely colder
13.
Right now. Than, yeah, it warmed up to about 20. But, yeah, our wind chills are negative temps right now, so it's definitely a little brisk out there today.
Uh-uh. No, thank you. I was really born to live in Florida. I ended up somehow in Mississippi, but I just I don't
yeah.
do cold weather.
I get
I
it. My aunt Snowbirds, she left in October.
I would do
so.
If I didn't have a jewelry store.
I get it.
Lordy.
Well, I'll get this phone.
We haven't had any call. We're nothing like y'all. If you don't mind, that'll be good. I've been meaning to call you since yesterday.
No worries.
But anyway, now
it works
we're
out.
Good now. It's coming down a little bit. Okay, thank you, Emily. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.